Yeah, I just thought of something. I could read the transcript of the very first session. You know, that's not taped, but I could read it. We should see what that says. Yeah. And, of course, it's not precise. What?
The one you had with Ion?
Yeah, Chad. The very first day.
Your very first session?
Yeah. We didn't even know we were going to do it, and we thought we were talking to the Evergreens. We've only posted the first part. But the rest, I don't know what is confidential in that. Let me look that up. So we go to transcripts one. So I will read this carefully, anticipating things that shouldn't be said as I go along. Now, this is Carolyn writing it down. May not be perfect, because who knows what she caught. But this is an exclusive. Okay, 1A, March 18, 2009. Now, I'm skipping over the part we've discussed many times, the first few sections. Let's start here. So, Ion's talking. I don't know what's talking. I'm wondering if it's JW. What is it? I don't know. So Ion says, Lou Dobbs is very upset about this change that's going to happen, using him as a silly example of the main part of the Android meme. He says the phrase, Android meme. So listen to this in retrospect. What is this, 6 years later? This makes for a new fun place. We certainly have experienced that, right? This whole Iondom has become a new fun place. So he's saying this in the first 10 minutes or so, or whatever this takes to where we're at the point we're at, it becomes, who is going to be responsible now for this new era of enlightenment? Well, obviously it was me. And he goes, symbolic, ... or the one who made it happen, me. I've never read this before, never really reviewed this. So he's talking about, we now know, talking about me. I made it happen. Am I responsible for this new era of enlightenment? Am I merely symbolic? What do you think, eh? It's pretty good, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, with your advanced knowledge. So he goes, this makes for a new fun place. It becomes, who is going to be responsible now for this new era of enlightenment? Symbolic?
Uh-huh.
Or the one who made it happen. And you know, when I was listening to this the first time, I didn't know what he was talking about, right? I don't know what he's talking about. What's a new fun place? You know, who, what, where? Then Ion says, that's the trick. If they give credence to that relative knowledge that we are experiencing, it means they had to know about it, and there's no culpable deniability. If they admit it, then they are, and they do, and it is. That's what's incredible about what I present, claiming to talk to the dead and being president. Oh, no, that's me coming in. Carolyn doesn't write Bob, but I recognize. I go, well, that's what's incredible about what I present, claiming to talk to the dead and being president. But that's how I interpret this, which is not bad. That's pretty close. I had no idea how close it is at that point. So review that. That's the trick. If the Illuminati, the old Illuminati, the 14 group, acknowledge what we are going to now do, if they give credence to that relative knowledge that we are experiencing, it means they had to know about it, and there's no culpable deniability. If they admit it, then they are, and they do, and it is. So that's interesting. The elites have to sort of back off, right? They don't want to verify what Bob has wrought. And then, I don't know who says, I say I'm claiming to talk to the dead and being president, and it says the laundromat agreed. I think Ion would say something like that. I don't think I'd say the laundromat agreed. Unfortunately, Carolyn doesn't have it, but that's Ion humor. And you have to understand, I'm thinking I'm talking to the Evergreens. They're not sounding like the Evergreens, and they're saying crazy stuff, right? The laundromat agreed with Bob. I mean, what?
Were you guys washing clothes or something?
Maybe. There might have been something in the background, but I was not. I don't remember hearing this. It's all new to me right now, hearing it. And then he says, for the charlatans, it's much ado about nothing. Now, that means what? For the jerks who won't believe this, this is not real. But what is a charlatan, you know?
For the fakes.
I know, but why is it much ado about nothing? Well, I guess because they... Okay, that'd be the New Age people who can't get into this. Because they're fighting New Agers. They can't... They don't recognize... Look, anybody who heard what we heard tonight, De Kirchhoff and Christina, when they hear this, they better fucking bone up, pay me $1 million, and thank me for letting them hear it. That's what they have to do. Then I insist, but we're calling them the Evergreens at this point. I think I'm talking to the Evergreens. Those days have passed. That's the whole New Age bullshit. Now you have information on the inside / outside. Ion's trying to tell us how significant this is. This is the inside outside. That's Ion creating, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's non-physical, the inside coming forth to be on the outside. That's never happened before. Now look what he says next. People like you, Bob, nobody takes you seriously. You're not a threat to anybody. You're not a threat to anybody. You're not undoing anything. It's a lot of fun, and it is what it is. If you get it, you get it. And if you didn't, I didn't mean it anyways. That is incredible. You know, he did variations of that many times in subsequent years, right? But there it is. He's laid out. Bob, we're coming to you because nobody takes you. You're not a threat. You're not particularly original. You never did anything. You never undid anything. You're a lot of fun, and it is what it is. How's that, guys? Isn't that fun?
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah, now we never knew we'd be saying this. See how every payday is new and different. You just never know what we're going to be doing. And he says, if Bob gets it, Bob gets it. And if he doesn't, Bob would say he didn't mean it anyway. That's pretty good. Then he says, we know there is a deeper level of productivity. Now, what that means, I'm taking that right now, because I've never reread this. Can you guess what that means? We know there is a deeper level of productivity.
Of all the stuff you're going to formulas,
you're creating.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Of all the
stuff you're
going to
create.
All your problems.
Right. But I'm saying that what I take that is, I was something to take serious. I made it all up, and it came true anyways. In other words, we're going to find out that everything I said on CKLN 30 years before was a deep level of productivity, creating the ground for Ion. Like he says, we know there is a deeper level of productivity to you, Bob, I'm assuming to me and Carol, you know. Or it can mean what's coming, but I think it means he's talking about you are doing something. You're very productive, Bob, and nobody knows it, is what he's saying. You don't even know, Bob. Then it says, look at this. This information that is coming, so he's telling us this great information is coming forward. This information that is coming now is never classified. It's like he says, like Area 51, they can't deny it because that implies that it was. So what we're giving has never been written down, so to speak. It's too good. Nobody would mention it, the Illuminati that knows about it, right? They keep it to themselves. They don't say, oh, we don't agree. They don't bring it up, is what he's saying.
Yeah.
But they are saying they know that the Illuminati know. They just didn't write it down because they don't want to.
Yeah. Well, that was what. Remember
and how
earlier
would
they said. No, Barbara. Yeah. Earlier they said these people will not comment on what you're going to do because if they admit that they knew about it, then that means they covered it up. And Ion said recently they have come forth to expose what the Illuminati knows and won't tell anybody. We're going to tell them. And they can't say, oh, we knew that, because then that makes them guilty for holding it back.
Right.
So they're not going to comment on it. Mm-hmm. And they knew to keep it to themselves, and they never classified it. They never registered that there was such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually pre-literate, pre-writing. It's oral. This information that is coming now is never classified. Like Area 51, they can't deny it, because that implies that it was.
Right.
You can't even say that you hear what they're talking about. What did you say? You brought Area 51. I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying. It doesn't register. We don't know what Area 51 is. So we don't know. We're not going to answer that one. No, we don't even know what it is you're referring to. See? They're not going to say, no, it doesn't exist. They don't go drop to the level of denying. The government can't fathom how this continues to keep coming up. The government can't fathom how this continues to keep coming up. When you look at our economics and it doesn't add up, and even stupid people are figuring it doesn't make any difference. Now people are paying as much in electricity as a mortgage payment. Now he says that shuffle and change has not bankrupted America, but makes people think there must be something else and shakes up the government who buried all this, and they aren't buying that the government is not going to save us. So people think the government's going to save them, and they're mad that the government has kept the good stuff away from them. And he's saying the government can't fathom how this continues to keep coming up because the government doesn't know about what the 418 group knows. Maybe that's the point there. Let's assume the government is not the 418 group. They wouldn't be involved with puny government. So the government doesn't understand why this mystery landscape keeps coming up because the government doesn't know it exists. And the people who know it exists aren't saying anything. But the observers, the paranoid Barbara Peters, they know something's up. Doesn't make sense.
Right?
You and Dan Winter, you're not going to be fooled. There's something fucking fucked up going on here, and they're not protecting us. And they could. So then he says, terror in Bernanke's face. You know, what was his first name? Bernie Bernanke? Benjamin Bernanke? Forget.
Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Yeah, he was head of the Federal Reserve at that point. So, terror in Bernanke's face. And then Ayn says, you know there's trouble when they bring Paul Volcker back from the dead, and he's not even dead. Now, as I'm listening to this, this starts to get interesting to me because I did a lot with Volcker, with Dr. Beter. So now Ion's talking my stuff, but I think it's the Evergreens. You know, they knew about Beter. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting what Ion's getting into here. Terror in Bernanke's face. Like, he doesn't know why these mystery landscape stuff keeps showing up. You know there's trouble when they bring Paul Volcker back from the dead and he's not even dead. Then look at this. The vibration has gotten to such a place, the tearing of the layers at a cellular level, just like the placenta. Separate entity. The placenta is thinning. That's partly like talking about the heart being a separate entity. The vibration. So there's Ayn talking about the frequency of the world is changing. The vibration has gotten to such a place that tearing the layers at a cellular level, just like the placenta, separate entity, the placenta is thinning. The divide between the non-physical and physical is thinning. Some call it awakening, but you had to be asleep to understand that you are having an awakening. So Ayn says, we don't say people are asleep, and you don't use the word awakening. It's always the next logical step. It's solution-oriented in that solution orientation. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The last ones to know are in first place right now, like Bernanke, in the top of the pyramid, but he doesn't understand what's going on. So now, if you were me and you were hearing this being said to you, what would you say to yourself and to it?
Well, I'd try to, you know, you already know that you had your sessions with Evergreens, so it made most sense to you. You're associating it with the Evergreens, so nothing is really popping out for you to say, now, wait a minute, I never discussed that with the Evergreens.
Right, well, they are saying a couple of things, but I'm familiar. Matter of fact, this last bit about the divide between the non-physical and physical thinning, I would have learned that from the Evergreens. That's not so, I mean, Barbara has heard of that through any average mediums might say that, you know. That's not so far-fetched. But what would you do just as this is being talked to you by a friend of yours? Well, legend experienced it with his brother, sort of channeling his mother.
Channeling, right? Yeah.
And I'm thinking
he thought J.W. was channeling.
Yeah. And the way he says I occasionally, it sounds like it's J.W. talking. But J.W. never talked like this before, so it's odd to me. I'm not sure what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then Ayn says, there is a place that's being birthed into this new place. seeing some folks just as calm as lambs and some with not a worry in the world who are scared to death. So some folks are calm and others who don't have any reason to worry are scared to death. The resolute desks are screaming for the actual reality to be brought forth. And he talks about the resolute desk in the first couple of sentences. But I don't know what they are at this point. And I go, why? I don't know that. It has everything to do with the resolute desks? I don't even know what he's talking about. What are these resolute desks? Right? That's funny.
Yep. Yeah.
And so that's my first reaction. All that I've read is Ion talking.
What was it? Can you repeat that? The resolute desks were screaming for what to come forth?
For the actual reality to be brought forth. The resolute desks are part of the future. They're like the future post-thinning of the veil, placed in our past, and they're sitting there waiting for us to catch up to them. It's like the rocks are screaming out. So the resolute desks are screaming for the actual reality to be brought forth. I go, why? Why are they screaming? I don't know that. It has everything to do with the resolute desks.
Good question.
And that might be a question mark. I don't have a question mark there. Carol Mayne missed it. But I wouldn't say it has everything to do with resolute desks. I wouldn't even know to say that. So it must be a question. I'm going, what are the resolute desks? So then Ion says, some people choose it and some don't. Why is that? The desk. Was it a spy table? Now I know what that means. That's pretty accurate. A spy table. Can you imagine my mind? What the fuck is this? This is fucking ridiculous. This is worse than a Captain Beefheart song. Isn't this fun? This is what I was presented with, this quandary.
Yeah. But were they talking about the president's desk?
Yeah, the president's desk and the other one in Buckingham Palace. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they can communicate with the desk.
Oh. The two desks communicate with one another?
Yeah, they somehow have
it's kind of like a portal, isn't it?
I don't know what it is. Ian would not talk about it, or if he did, we weren't allowed to talk about it. We have to keep that vague, Ian said.
Okay.
So, somehow they are a connection, somehow. I don't know anymore. And if I did, I wouldn't say it. But some people choose it and some don't. Why is that? This is the question everybody has in Ayandah. Why aren't there millions of people here? Why isn't somebody dig all this stuff? Why, how kind of stupid it may be, right?
Right.
Why do some people like this and some don't?
And they mentioned something like that of why some people call in, why, you know, their reason.
Yeah, he mentioned that earlier today. What was it he said? You mentioned it, Barbara. They call in and what, get sick or something? What was it he said?
I think, mentioned it.
That some people, I just caught the first part, that some people call in because they know there's something bigger than them that they want to connect with.
Right.
And then there's others that call in for like other various reasons, which I didn't catch.
Right. So he's asking me, why is that? The desk. Was it a spy table? Now, that's an ultimate question about the meaning of the resolute desk. It took many years to find out about that, and there's probably still even more to say about it. So that's the ultimate question. Bob, someday you're going to know what the resolute desks are about. So then he retreats, and he says, go back into the history. It had to do with Edward Belcher, the ship being returned to England. Yeah, that was the HMS Resolute or whatever. You can look it up, where the boat that the desk was made out of. And I don't think Edward Belcher is a name in the Wikipedia entry. I think it's other names. You can check that. I'm not sure. Carol's got here Belcher, Belcher. But it's typical of Ion naming a name that we don't know about, right? Which is the real people behind the scenes. Then Ion says, all this is about the kinetic field of reference to this one thing, a boat, the wood off the boat. It's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Some had to have it. Some were appalled by it. Queen Elizabeth can't stand it either, so they are picking up on it. Now, what's interesting is that here's Ion, just like a normal Ion session, going into information. I don't know why he's talking about it, right? Just starts exposing stuff. Just starts talking. This is the pattern. He's doing it already. Mm-hmm. He's going on about this fucking desk as if I care or I would know what he's talking about. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the dots aren't connecting.
Beg your pardon?
I said the dots aren't connecting yet.
Yeah, they're not connecting. I don't know why he's talking about this. I don't even remember this being said to me. It's the first time I've read this far again. All I did was read the first few lines and post that. That was good enough. So then he says, the average Joe is picking up on energy too. Could be any object. The people in power have known about this for a very long time. The 33rd degree of Masons and Shriners understand this power, and they have to keep it secret, which keeps the cream at the top. They know there is life after death. They can organize their energies to reincarnate to come back. Now, I could have been saying that, because Ion wouldn't say reincarnate.
Yeah, repeat that line again.
Right. Let's see if I said this. The average Joe is picking up an energy, too. Could be any object. No, I wouldn't say that. The people in power have known about this for a very long time. I know, I wouldn't necessarily say that. The 33rd degree of Masons and Shriners, I wouldn't have said Shriners, understand this power, and they have to keep it secret, which keeps the cream at the top. No, I wouldn't have said that. Then Ion says, they know there's life after death. They can organize their energies to reincarnate to come back. Now there's Ion saying reincarnate for its immediate purposes. Because that's something I'd understand. They're going to change that later. Then I insist that the power is that some can understand by osmosis or experience that the veil divides the worlds. Abraham Lincoln understood this. So they understood there was a veil that that separated, but it didn't mean that life ended. Because there was a veil would mean there was another world. The power is that some can understand by osmosis or experience that the veil divides the world. Abraham Lincoln understood this. Not just life after death. They had unlimited power on the other side of the veil.
Wow.
The trailer of The Secret, that movie, implied this. They didn't tell you what The Secret was. Now, I had talked to J.W. about the movie of The Secret. That's how we got into some of this. New Age talk with J.W. because he was interested in The Secret. He didn't know much about it, even though he himself had a lot of abilities, but he never hung out. Being a trillionaire, he didn't hang out in pop culture of the New Age fads, you know. And he was curious about The Secret because his friends were talking about it. So at this point, when he starts talking about The Secret, I think, oh, that's J.W. talking, you know. They didn't tell you what The Secret was. That's what Rhonda messed up on. You know, Rhonda, whatever her name is, the one who wrote the book, got the credit for the book. She stole the script from the Abrahams. Bob Proctor just wanted a payday. He's another one of these New Age guys, right? Bob Proctor.
Yeah,
he was not interested in...
I've heard of him.
Now here, what? Yeah, you heard. So he's criticizing the other New Agers of the day. The trailer of The Secret implied what I'm saying to you, but they didn't tell you what The Secret was. That's what Rhonda messed up on. Bob Proctor just wanted a payday, so he's only in it for the money. Was not interested in developing the genre, so it was bastardized. Oprah didn't invite Esther and Jerry. She did have them on the radio, but heavily policed the questions. I remember her talking about that. So I am saying, you fuckers had these opportunities, but... they failed, and we're here to do it better. We're going to develop the genre. So I still think they're talking in terms of channeling at this point. Now, and I'm also saying, why, if this is the Evergreens, what the Evergreens already been here, see, it wouldn't made any sense that these were the Evergreens, but I don't remember what I was trying to figure out. And then Ion says, they get it, and we get it. Once you get it, you are not tangled up in everybody else's mess. Now, they've said that many times. But what I'm talking about is the new spinning of the veil where you can draw that power into your own time-space continuum. The power mongers that would try to keep this away from everybody, they knew how to do this process, and they had to keep it secret or a conspiracy theory so nobody would take any stock in it. How else would a freshman senator in Illinois, so he's talking about Obama, say, I didn't vote for this, but he wasn't in the Senate then. Then 30 seconds later, he becomes the president. Veil thinning means we have access to a ton of energy. Even stupid people have access to it. So they're implying that Obama knew something, or that he was stupid and got it by default. Don't know what he's saying. Later, he would say Obama was rather stupid and got killed.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
He's saying, how can a freshman state senator, didn't know anything, didn't vote for this or that, or didn't do much, and all of a sudden he wasn't even in the Senate at the time. Apparently, he said that he didn't vote. Then later, he quickly becomes the president. Ian says, as this ton of energy, as it picks up, what you're seeing and what you're experiencing from the mass reorganization of the grid, it's as close to resonance. Just putting it out there wide open. This is the part that is critical that many are picking up on you. They're picking up on me. Hey, no.
On you.
Hey, no, Bob is back. They'd be listening. Brian used to call in to James Martinez, you know, the year before Ion showed up. He knew Bob knew something. But
wow.
This is funny. These words are very precise. The mass reorganization of the grid, that's Coldplay.
Wow.
Right? That is.
Okay.
He's telling it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
I don't remember this. I don't reread it. I don't know what he's telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a year later before we even get a clue that that's what he's talking
sure.
about.
Sure.
The average Joe is getting it. He says the average Joe is picking up on the energy. They know there's life after death. They can organize. Well, the elite know that. But the little man is starting to pick up on this. Says, Oprah didn't invite Esther and Jerry Hicks on to her big show. Then he says, they get it. The elites get it, and maybe some of the average Joes get it, and we get it. Once you get it, you are not tangled up in everybody else's mess. But what I'm talking about, now this is what's interesting. Ian is saying there's a new aspect of this that no one knew about. No one saw what we now have witnessed with Ian. No one saw what Ian was going to do. So they go, but what I'm talking about is the new spinning of the veil where you can draw that power into your own time-space continuum. The power mongers that would try to keep this away from everybody, they knew how to do this process, and they had to keep it secret or a conspiracy theory, meaning, no, it's just a conspiracy theory, not true, so nobody would take any stock in it. How else would a freshman senator in Illinois say, I didn't vote for this, I didn't vote for that, and he wasn't even in the Senate? And then 30 seconds later, he becomes the president. Veil thinning means we have access to a ton of energy. Even stupid people have access to it. That's
okay.
You guys. Right? Even you guys.
Yep.
Now,
what I would like to know is how did the power mongers know about this? How did
Oh yeah, I was gonna answer that.
Access?
But before I say that, this thing about Obama being president, we learned later back then that the Daughters of the Revolution were determined to make Obama, and they're some of the Illuminati women. They made Obama happen. So they had the power to impose this nobody on the populace. So that's what we find out later. And so who were the Daughters of Revolution? You go back to the pharaohs. Anybody who had an empire, you only get an empire when you start going back between worlds, and you got to be pretty ascended to do that, and you can bring wealth from other worlds. And so all the dynasties that you read about in the history books are based on this knowledge. They can't become a dynasty. The Tudors were like this. The present royalty is like that.
Mm.
That's the point. They know because they've had it handed down to them through the centuries. They grew up in it. Right?
Mm. Right.
You know, they didn't find it. It was given to them by their parents, grandparents, great-great-great, all the way back. For any dynasty...
But that brings the question, like who was the first person that handed it down?
I was, apparently. I was the first person. I started off by giving the tablets.
You handed it to them and you kept it from us? What?
Oh, yeah, but I was planning on getting back to you guys. We had to go through writing. We had to go through the clay and the tablet and the stone tablet and then the papyrus roll and the parchment and then the paper and then the printing press and movies and TV. We had to go all through the history of technology to get to the point where you're on the phone with Bob from anywhere from the planet. When I was on Mount Sinai with Moses handing the tablets, can you imagine how far off that would be? Like, you know, we were starting off here with the first communication medium of writing, a clay tablet. And that would lead to the iPhone tablet someday.
Right.
iTablet. So you had to have the big view, and it's like I said, well, we're going to fall. We're going to go deeper into visual space, but that's the way to get out of visual space. We got to create it first, then create the cure. So to create this new thing. Because 4,000 years was a pittance of time to know that something dramatic was going to happen. Ion confirmed again today the precession of the sun, of the Earth around the 26,000 year cycle of the Earth around the Sun. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah.
Is that a day?
Around the central sun, yeah.
Yeah. That 26,000 years is not going to happen again. That circular form of being in time is not going to happen again. So this is so radical. A 26,000 year cycle has ended, and it arrived here, now, and it's changed. See, that's pretty big, right?
That is.
You're gonna have to get rid of these images you have from normal astronomy. They don't apply anymore. And so this is something new, as Ion said, a new thinning. What do you say? A new spinning of the veil, not thin. I'm talking about is the spinning of the veil.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's move forward. It says, as it picks up what you are seeing and what you are experiencing from the mass reorganization of the grid, now that would be Coldplay, we'd hear a year later, it's as close to resonance. So resonance is that's a major phrase that the Evergreens talked about. That's where I would think, oh, they did a book called Resonance. So I'd say, oh, there's Resonance talking. You know, there's the Evergreens. Just putting it out there wide open. Now, that's Ion saying going. They knew they'd be on the radio, and anybody could call in and talk to Ion for free. He's saying just putting it out there wide open. This is the part that is critical that many are picking up on you. That many are picking up on you. Something about that. Now, Carolyn's sitting there. She's heard this crap before. She's heard Bertie Keshe tell me of spiritual gifts of ass. She said, Jesus Christ, where did Bob find these people to butter up his ego? Can you imagine Carolyn sitting there? Oh, here we go again. You have to realize the humor of that, what she's had to put up with.
She's right.
Yeah. That is so hilarious. Many are picking up on you, Bob. And then... Now, did I say this? They go, Bob said today, we don't have to eat anymore. Tapping into the power. So I may have said that to them as, you know, just me commenting on myself. I actually said today on the radio, the 18th is probably a Wednesday. So we had a cash flow, and this happens after the cash flow. Bob said today, we don't have to eat anymore. I was declaring that kind of stuff on James' show. You know, I was probably getting affected by Ion and didn't even know it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just started escalating, tapping into the power. And Ion says, why do we eat? Because we are told to. We eat because we have the thought that if you eat, it will make you feel better. Don't have to have sex, but you get the urge and you think you will feel better. So you do that. Same with drinking water. You can be dehydrated and not even thirsty. So the nutrition that you are requiring is not required. So that was a bit of a mind boggle. What's that? Same with drinking water. You can be dehydrated and not even thirsty. So he's saying people have these physical needs. So you can be dehydrated, and if you don't pay attention to it, you could then say, oh, I don't need water. But you start thinking you do need water when you interpret it as thirst, right? You can be dehydrated, not even thirsty. So the nutrition that you are requiring is not required. The fun of existence is why you eat or do water. Rejuvenates you and keeps you flowing. It's the pleasure of life if you do it for pleasure. You are not doing it for the reasons you are supposed to do it. Well, that's a new thing. You don't need energy. You don't need food or sleep. I'm starting to say one of its more extreme things right away.
It's the point of the rules. The rules.
Yeah.
You create rules that you think you need it. Yeah, you've been told you need to do that.
Yeah, your culture, social mortar makes you have all these assumptions. So I don't know. I think that's pretty unique the way Ayan's saying that. I don't know. Maybe a guru might say that, but you don't hear about it much in the popular media. So, and then Ayan's coming right into the popular media here through me and James. It's the pleasure of life. You do it for pleasure. You're not doing it for the reasons you're supposed to do it. Then he says, the new thing is that now, and this is dot, 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 sidebar, did he say that? That's why he's so antsy and moves so much, because they've been there for a while, pacing around. They follow and chase him, didn't know it. Is that Ayan talking about me?
Or JW?
Right, maybe that, yeah. That's why he's so antsy and moves so much, because they've been there for a while, pacing around. They follow and chase him. Didn't know it. Yes, let's say that's JW, because he was always on the move. Once Ayan showed up, it became shocking to him and his family at the home anymore. He just sat there waiting for the next session. he didn't do anything. And he's used to speeding up and down the highway at 150 miles an hour, you know, with his bodyguards. So that's... So here, I'm going, who are the Evergreens talking about? Maybe this is the Evergreens commenting on JW. So I think that's what it means, because Carolyn has written the word sidebar, which is an Ayan word. We never had that word sidebar. And she's got sidebar colon. That's why he's so antsy and moves so much, because they've been there for a while. And the Ayan said they were around JW for about a year. They're around us for about a year before. Pacing around, they follow and chase him, didn't know it. And then they say, the veil is so thin now, which is what Cosmic Awareness predicted, because Rai returned to essence in 67, and it's like almost 42 years later, a lot of that fact has emanated. So the veil is so thin now that lightning from the earth goes up, cloud to cloud, and earth up. Now you can reach up and pull the lightning to you, inverse to what was. Explains Coldplay and the reverse in technology. Look at that. They're using the word Coldplay, which I wouldn't know what that was, unless Ayan and I were talking about it. I mean, JW, we did visit some cold fusion scientists in October 2008 in Lawrence, Kansas. Maybe we were using the term Coldplay. But let's say they weren't. Here they are using the term Coldplay, and we would use cold fusion. Explains Coldplay and the reverse in technology. You start pulling that kind of power into this world from a physical, spiritual experience. Has anyone talked about that? They ask. Well, that's pretty neat. We start pulling the Coldplay out of the non-physical. Then they say, that's the new place where we are. See, it's a new place. They're in a new place where non-physical can create. For the first time, many have been tapped in, but for the first time, the veil. What people were trying to say, you have the ability to draw that energy from the other side of the veil in physical, spiritual experience. First time it's ever been said in the planet. Was trying to get to it last night. Didn't want to get too far out. That's when I was talking to JW about the Evergreens. And he had said, Dr. Beter said hi, and I said, well, that might have been through the Evergreens. So here's Ayan commenting on what was being said. But I'm listening to this saying, well, what's that mean? If we're talking about the Evergreens, they're the Evergreens, and we were talking about that. Why didn't they say something at that time? I can see why I'd be slightly confused by what they're saying here. Then it says, Bob said physical/spiritual. Evergreen said physical/spiritual. No, wait, same thing. Bob said physical/spiritual. Evergreen said physical/spiritual. Bob has worked with this split for decades. Yes, but I used to always say that the split, that simple split, was a literate phenomenon. Now look at this. They're saying what I'm trying to convey. That would sound like to me JW talking. What I'm trying to convey, because the Evergreens never said what I'm trying. They'd say what we're trying. What I'm trying to convey, up until now, it becomes a quantum physics process. Before the combustion engine, they talked about it and talked about it. But now you can work on them on your computer. The gasket in the gas tank was letting air in. Now it's being done. Now it's being offered as a physical representation on the earth as it is in heaven. Dolphins have been trying to tell you. The birds, schools of fish trying to tell you, you're there, you're there, you're there. That's why the honeybees are leaving. Remember the bees were starting to disappear back then? You guys still there?
Yeah. This is Ion talking, right?
Yes. That's why the honeybees are leaving. The flowers don't need the honeybees. You need manna from heaven when you didn't have it sustaining in the world. Honey and locusts. You need manna from heaven when you didn't have it sustaining in the world. Honey and locusts. They had all this in the beginning, but Moses messed it up with laws. Well, that was me. I gave him the fucking tablet, right? I fucking caused the problem. I started a joke, and the world started crying.
Crying, yeah.
You guys are hearing the public confession of Rai. Bob Dobbs started it all 4,000 years ago, admitting that he caused it.
Shall we give you a big Hawaiian punch?
Yes, you go with aloha. Sprinkled with aloha.
Can you repeat that?
Remember that ad, a Hawaiian punch? You don't.
Yes,
American.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a big Hawaiian punch. Pow!
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is Ion's always consistent. He was talking about Moses right in this first thing. You know, Moses was the big... He would talk about Moses for the next couple of weeks. They had all this in the beginning, but Moses messed it up with laws. The new place of our physical, spiritual being we can design and create using the energy from the spiritual realms. The past doesn't matter, and the future, there's only now. They are not bound by time and space. Soon, so shall we also be. That means Ion, I guess, can come forth and create, or it means we can create from this new level. Awareness, now this is funny. They quote awareness and talk about Rai. That's something the Evergreens never said. I certainly never heard JW mention it. But this voice is saying, awareness has been saying this since Rai returned to essence. Essences is what Carol wrote down. Evergreens talked about the physical becoming spiritual. Ion would say it's spiritual becoming physical. And then Ion says, but the rest of the story is, in your physical being, you have the capacity to pull into your legs, heart, and cells spiritualness into all that right now. Evergreen said we were coming to this, but they never said we could or that we did. See, that would confuse me. This voice is talking about the Evergreens, and I thought I'm talking to the Evergreens. Evergreen said we were coming. See, it's all about it's going to happen in the future. Ion said it's already happening. People imagined when you died and you didn't have to eat. Okay, people imagined when you died and you didn't have to eat there, so now heaven is here. Okay, so people thought you went to heaven, and that's where you didn't eat. But now heaven is here, and you don't have to eat here now. Ion is heaven, in a way, in the sense it's the guff. Jesus said, when you don't know how to pray, pray like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive trespass, deliver from evil. This is their premise. This doesn't require a Messiah. We don't have to die to get there. You can enjoy it in the physical. So this is pretty heavy. They're saying you don't have to die. I don't think the Evergreens ever said that.
It was the first time you heard it?
Yeah, it's probably the first time I've heard someone say that. You didn't have to die. I don't recall cosmic awareness. They certainly didn't stress it. Because you would talk to the Aryans about all your past lives and how you, when you do die, you see all your lives and then you pick one you want to live, even though they're all 3,000 are happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. But you say, okay, I'm going to have this life. And you live that, or you can redo one of the 3,000. Not that you didn't have to die. So you have to die to go and pick your life and then reincarnate. They're saying, no, you don't have to do that. He says, in this process, it hasn't been heavy other than the heaviness of your mantle, a mantle on your life. This insight is on your mantle, and you don't know how to convey. It's a new place. You know it, but you don't know how to convey it. In the developing process, I got it and don't know how to convey it. Have to be careful to lay it out line by line, avoid the false premise. So instead of telling me what they're going to tell me and what we're going to say, the mantle, that's me, the little statue on the mantle was my parallel world experience. Maybe referring to that. So then Carolyn finally has me speaking. Bob, we first heard this amazing information from awareness, then learned it from the Evergreens. You're saying it's now, and the Willows said that 2012 is here now, after the Evergreens. McLuhan said that Jesus changed matter, and you can tap into that if you can get it. And then Ian says, and your radio show, that's the path. You don't need to eat. So there's them saying they're going to be on the radio. That's the path, getting on the radio. Then they say, now dig this. What?
No, go ahead.
then look at this. Now the great physician has come. Carolyn has been asking about her doctor world. I'm the great physician. How do I put this into a pill form? The magic pill. This is how the great physician or physicist, when you hear vibrationally, I hear more clearly that... Here's Carolyn, who has a weak left ear, one of her ears is weak. They say she hears more clearly than any other human that I know. You understand? You understand and have a better ability to hear 10,000 times more than Bob or me, JW. See? Seems to be JW is talking. But I don't think it is. And of course, I think Ion is mixing it up here because it is quite a shock what's going on here. And so they're not making it precise about what it is. Is this pterodactyl monster, right?
Yeah.
This monster is showing up in my living room. and then it says, I focus on what's being said. So if I had perfect hearing, most of that you would blow off. What's that? I focus on what's being said. So if I had perfect hearing, most of that you would blow off. That heightened sense of awareness opens you up. I listen. I am captivated in the process of hearing and understanding. I had the revelatory experience that it was a lackful thing, but it's sharper than everybody. Lose one, and another sense is heightened. So it's sort of describing what Carolyn has. But it's interesting that they call her the great physician. That Ian didn't start saying that about Carolyn until a year or so later, once they gave her the cure, the answer to cancer and all that. But here they are naming out what she's going to. They say Carolyn wants to figure out how to do this in pill form, and then they're going to give it to her, the magic pill. That's beginning with the RNA drops. Then I argue, I can hear better because I can hear holistically.
Now, Carolyn, forever competing.
That's right, sibling rivalry. Yeah, maybe she's a better hearer, but she can't get the big picture. Ian was later to say that. Well, Carolyn gets the big picture. She can do the details. Bob, you can't get the big picture, so you focus on the details, even though you think it's the big picture. So here's what's funny: is that it's got Bob. Carolyn writes Bob. I can hear better because I can hear holistically. She is not writing in the Evergreens. She has JW saying the next sentence. The reason she has that deficiency, so Carolyn has this ear deficiency, makes her stronger had she not have the deficiency. It made her a keen, insightful hearer and understander had she not had the contrast of that deficiency. Carolyn will very quickly tell me what someone's motives are. She gets it purer. So I don't know if that's JW coming out of trance or what. I don't know what's going on there. But it's Ion or JW saying that the reason Carolyn could hear well is because she had to deal with the deficiency, so she forced herself to hear better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the advantage of contrast. The stigma that attaches to something, supermodels, wrestlers, standardization. Exactly. That's why, maybe I say standardization. Okay, the stigma that attaches to something, supermodels, wrestlers, I go standardization. Ian says, exactly. That's why the great physician has come. Look at this. Holy shit. Carolyn will bring back Solomon's temple. Now, what's pretty incredible about that is that way back when Carolyn started her practice in Toronto in 79, 80, 81, Garrett Dean wrote a letter to her and said she was going to bring back Solomon's temple. That's fucking incredible. Garrett said that to her. She named herself after him later. But that is pretty fucking neat, eh? Garrett picked up on that. How did Garrett know? Anyways, Carolyn will bring back Solomon's temple. That is so, you know, they had Coldplay at Solomon's temple. Everything they were going to do, what's in Sheila's painting, is what they're talking about here. Now, look, he says, it's not a big deal now. Certainly was. We didn't even understand this. I mean, we never even reread this to note that they said this.
Oh, wow.
Not a big deal now. Once the Temple Mount is not in jeopardy, then you have a foundation to begin on. You know, the fundamentalists are trying to cause a problem at the Temple Mount. LaRouche used to write about that in the 80s. You had to thin the veil out first. Once the Temple Mount is not in jeopardy, then you have a foundation to begin on. You had to thin the veil out. That's interesting. Maybe that's when the living water comes forward, when the Temple Mount is not in jeopardy. Anybody heard about that lately? Is it in jeopardy? Has Israel given up? Have the Arabs calmed down?
Not that I've heard.
Well, they're upset about the deal with Obama and Iran.
What about Obama? Oh, yeah, he's brokering a deal.
He's made some deal with Iran, and Netanyahu's very upset.
That fits. That's pretty good. Okay.
That's just a nuclear deal.
Yeah.
Power.
And then, this is odd. It seems to be JW talking. Let me tell you what's happening to me. I've lost the taste for nicotine. Now, in my experience, JW doesn't report that till about a couple days later. You know, after this first couple of sessions on March 18th and March 20th, by next Monday, he's saying, Bob, I don't want coffee, tea, alcohol, cigarettes. I don't want any of it anymore. And that's when I ask, well, is that because your Ion changed your etheric body? And that's when Ion says, no. I ask Ion about this, and they say, no, it's because of chromosome 14, which they said, and we ignored. We didn't know what that meant until about a year later. And I remember a year or two later, Ginny went back and listened to that session and said, wow, they mentioned chromosome 14 right there in the beginning. So what's odd here is that Ion is being JW, or something's going on here, where they're reporting what JW is going to say to me a few days later, but he's saying it right here. Let me tell you what's happening to me. I've lost the taste for nicotine. How could he have lost it? He hasn't even become conscious yet. That sensation of lacking nicotine, it's just left. So I think Ion's reporting what's happening to JW right there. They are removing these effects.
Yeah, because this is the first day, right? I mean, the first day
yeah,
and already
the first,
JW.
Hour. Yeah, and it's like Ion reporting what was going on to JW right then. They were taking away the taste for nicotine. The sensation of lacking nicotine, it's just left. Thankful for cigarettes, appreciate them. Just today, it's like always eating chocolate cake every day, and now it doesn't taste good or it doesn't satisfy me. Then someone says, Bob, you are in a new vibration today. You're channeling. And then, what's this? The mantle has been having a craziness. I don't know. Bob, you are in a new vibration today. You're channeling. Okay, so I'm being affected by that.
You're saying that then to JW.
I'm saying it to who's ever talking to me. I don't know who's talking to me. Yeah,
because so Karen probably said Bob and then said what you said, and you're saying that to, yeah, JW.
Yeah.
Or Ion.
Oh, okay, yeah, Bob, that could be Bob, and it should be a colon rather than a comma.
Right.
Hard to tell whether Bob is saying that or they're addressing Bob. You are in a new vibration today. You know, this is why I've never read this before. It's too fucked up. I can't tell what's going on, who's saying what.
This is good. You're going through it now.
Yeah,
yeah, I would never have done this in public a couple of years ago. It's too confusing to people.
And it sounds like you're addressing the nicotine thing. You're telling him you're in a new vibration today. You're channeling.
Right.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm saying that. Well, the reason
you're talking
that.
Yeah.
About JW. Well, JW, you're feeling this because you're channeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're in a new vibration today. You're channeling.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then the answer is, I'm always channeling. The mantle thing has been heavy today. Nothing wrong with tobacco. That craving has subsided. No anxiety. Fun and refreshing. That craving has gently subsided. Just fine this morning. You don't have to smoke to feel a little bit different. Now, maybe JW was feeling all these sensations earlier in the day before we did this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, before we did the thing. And he didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know what was going to happen. So it could be Ion saying that JW started to feel these effects earlier in the day. He certainly didn't say anything to us before the thing started. It was like when we started, I said, okay, let's be quiet and do this. JW was just being quiet. It's like, well, oh, humor Bob. He's going to pretend he's going to talk to something, the evergreens, you know. It was like JW wasn't saying anything, just going along with it. And then, correct. I don't know why the word correct. Correct. I smoked more than when there was stasis in my surroundings. Now my ear smoke was because I couldn't stand the presence of the people I was with. To remove some of it was a mistake. So, he says, you don't have to smoke to feel a little bit different. And he says, I smoked more when there was stasis in my surroundings. Now my urge to smoke was because I couldn't stand the presence of the people I was with. To remove myself was better than stay with them. So he's saying he smoked to block the vibrations around him. Then he goes, and JW wouldn't say this, I don't think. The resolute desks. A present has to be resolute. A hard pill to swallow having the desk there. The desk was only about how many of the powers that be think they understand and have control of what I'm talking about. They think they do, to hang on to that kind of memorabilia. Why do some paintings get changed out? Some silver lasts forever and some are gone in a minute. Why is something important to some and not to others? Bob is the best at making a concept and brings it into his world, judging nothing. It is what it is. That's very unusual because the average bear gets crossways in the short hairs of what the problem is. He allows that innately. And we're on the couch with Susie. Now, Susie is the person we met in Kansas, the professor in the cold fusion. And we're on the couch with Susie. The average bear, someone has to be right and someone has to be wrong. Same with wellness. I've been well for too long and sucked up everybody else's wellness, and now it's my turn to be ill. This new place. Now we have the ability to draw the spiritual realm into your physical realm. See, into your physical realm. See, that's Ion talking. And apply it into your physicalness now. I said that. The secret said that. Esther does a good job of channeling, but the problem is, Abrahams cannot help and give answers to beyond to where people are vibrationally. They are able to pick up in the spiritual realm utopia, a perfect environment, but they can't force it to your conceptual realm. So if you're not resolute in who you are and instead you are in a encapsulated place of expression. So Ion is stating what they're going to be able to do that the Abrahams can't do. Some people are getting it and the powers that be are not liking it. It puts things in question that have never been in question before. Authority. Who is the boss of me? Oh, the AMA is the boss of me. Why do we have money? Why is money important? They have the AIG money to the idea of the system. You know, American Insurance Group. Wasn't that Green? Mm-hmm. Green Buddy?
Greenberg,
Harold Greenberg or something. He was a major guy.
Greenberg.
He was a major culprit in the crash. A few months before. They gave the AIG money to the idea of the system. We are finally getting down to the only thing that ever really worked. Anyway. All right. We are finally getting down to the only thing that ever really worked anyway. Been thinking about this for a long time. Paul Harvey. And that's the rest of the story. So Ian would always bring up Paul Harvey. I wouldn't notice that the first day. These are cliches that he would repeat later a lot, you know. And but he sang it right there in the first session. Let's see, what's that? I just may have jumped back. Jumped way back. Paul Harvey. And that's the rest of the story. Don't have vertical or horizontal control of TV. Don't need that at all in digital TV. You just get to play with the frequency. Even on shortwave, you could be all over the dial. Now the only choice you have is to adjust the frequency. Had to go through 30 to 40 years of horizontal and vertical. What do we do with it? You can simply make an adjustment in how you perceive reality based on a trans world element of reality. You pull it into your experience at will. That's new. Beforehand, you had to tune in, tap in, and turn on. That's the law of attraction. No more. That has passed. Now you have what Ian calls the what was that? The magnetic degree, the unlawful magnetism of something. But you guys remember what the alternative to law of attraction?
The unlawful degree of magnetism.
Magnetism, right. The unlawful, not a law, but the unlawful degree of magnetism. So he's saying the tune in, tap in, and turn on, that's no more. When did this transition happen? Last night. Didn't go to bed until 6 a.m., crazier than a March hare. So JW was all fucked up the night before for me saying that, hey, we're going to talk to these ghosts tomorrow. So it's a Tuesday night, and he's saying that he didn't go to bed. Last thing I want to do is to put myself into that culpable responsibility where the boat floats only because of me, the megalomania of it. It's a trap, but they must like it. Now, you know, JW could have come out of trance. I don't know about this. We don't have it on tape, so don't answer a question that is not asked. I don't help someone who doesn't ask me for help. We now can be without food or tobacco or the present or a king of all that we survey, and this can be our manifested experience. Who do we have to ask? Nobody. What's the holdup? None. Now all of a sudden, for the very first time, you can take expressive resistance out of your prescribed position. That's certainly not the way JW would talk. Now, what specifics am I referring to when I say we can bring the spiritual world into our physical experience? It's not the law of attraction, getting what you want. No, you can draw from the other realm into your physical experience now. Don't even have to have a window of time or in a certain vibrational vortex to receive it. That's the 3-2-1. You think it, and you let source energy bring it to you. You don't have to do anything. So he's saying that here. Don't even have to have a window of time or in a certain vibrational vortex to receive it. You can pull it down right now and right here, nothing to give up to get that. Sounds good. A brand new place. Never been here before. Glad to have this information. Am I saying that? I don't know if maybe I said that. Maybe not. Sounds good. Brand new place. Never been here before. Glad to have this information. But who is it you pull and draw from the spirit world into the physical? It goes back to ask and don't even have to allow. You take your power from the other realm. So it doesn't matter what they say in this world. If you are claiming your power in the spiritual world, how then ever could you usurp authority? Before, God didn't have any idea and said, stand back and watch the miracle working power of an ever-loving God. Unquote. Get out of the way, I'll do it. Doing that from the other side, when you come from that power and place, who's going to come against you? Gave the deity all the power, but could never control the deity's reflection of the power. Mr. President, show them what they have to do to not need to eat. He may be calling me a president because I used to do the president's report. I used to be the president on James' show, so he may be addressing me. Mr. President, show them what they have to do to not need to eat. Because I had said that on the show earlier the day, that day. It's one thing to have this position and turn it back in your face and say, quote, and this is how you do it. Arrive at this conclusion if it is indeed your wanting. The wrenching you are feeling in the... Okay, into that. The wrenching you are feeling in the economy, you could become king. Oh, yeah, he's starting to say that you could take over, Bob. The wrenching you are feeling in the economy, you could become king. Russia is for sale for a penny. Buy your own country and run it. All that was given, but not given. It was received. From King Albert forward, they never became king until they received it at the coronation. That's very significant. Yeah, Ian would make a big deal later, but reincarnation really is coronation, re-coronating, not even a re. So that's very significant. Queen Elizabeth II is pretty much top dog in the voting ring. Receiving that nobility is wonderful, but many didn't make king and others who didn't receive it. The point being, you have to receive your power, and if you are going to learn how to not eat, you learn how to receive the power. Give them the answer that they so require. The great physician comes into a place. Doctoring comes from the place, from ability to convey that they are empowered. Empowered all along, only reason they are not the queen is because they won't receive the monarchy. Won't allow the abundance, won't allow it to be any other way. Self-fulfilling prophecy. Telling us how the last two hours what to people vote their power. I don't know if that's a comment by Carolyn. Telling us how the last 2 hours what to tell people about their power. So then Carolyn has JW saying, practical magic. The reality is that the trick, most of people who are involved in this reality don't know how to communicate it. Why couldn't Hillary be president? She's as bad as any of them. The whole point of the process is practical magic. One, use the word of the Lord, and this is how you do it. Who it won't work for won't allow it in their experience. They will be slaves in your yard. Move out, maybe move up. Move out, move up the food chain with this because you draw from source directly, and if you do, how can there be lack? So then I say, you are telling people they have died, and look where you are. Now you don't, maybe he's addressing me. I don't think I said that stuff. No, I didn't say that. Bob, you are telling people they have died. Yeah, I have said that. You people have died. You're gone. You're disappeared. I'm the first to reappear, I used to say. You are telling people they have died, and look where you are. Now you don't have to be bothered about anything anymore. Food, heart attack, VD, the plague. The drug companies would not understand. They sold Celebrex because they could dance like a kid again. They couldn't dance to start with. Those that it works on means it was in their vibrational proximity. Others got liver failure, but that was happening anyway. You can come into a new place with all this. How do you tell people in such a way that the most can get the best benefit of this concept? Break it down to the lowest common denominator. You know your audience. I'm present, and the cat's out of the sack. That's what you're eating. I'm present, and the cat's out of the sack. What you're eating has no nutritional value. Not doing you very good. The spirit inside you has evolved into a new exciting place for the first time ever. And Merck, the drug company, doesn't control it. Now your spiritual man can be sustained from the source from another world. Dead people don't eat. Dead people have a soul. And when they are dead, they still have a soul. So I'm saying, well, Bob, you're telling people they're dead. Well, that's good. They don't have to eat. So he's sort of explaining why I'm saying what I'm saying earlier that day. You are already dead in that transitional position we are talking about. It's what Jim Jones did, but they lost their physical body. You have been surviving without nutrition for many, many years, Bob. To not eat, or unless he means people in general, to not eat or consume would allow you to tap into your spiritual man, transcending through a spiritual veil so that you no longer require your daily bread. For the very first time, a new direction that nobody has heard anymore. And it's now declaring that they are saying something no one's heard. If I can pull from the same power that he's discussing, it wouldn't matter about the book syntax, but people would get it. How did Nostradamus know? And the DNA of Christ in the box trying to quench our desire, that is our spiritual being. To remember, so there's Ian mentioning DNA, which will eventually become RNA. To remember where we come from, to pull ourselves to a place where we can join the airship of the spirit world. The body has very little to do with it.